Hi, everybody. This is Michael Collins. This is the April Lunchtime Learning Financial Series at fyi.uwex.edu/financial-series. We're going to try something different this month. The last few months, we've had relatively quiet discussion. So instead of having a live discussion, the presentation for today is actually a video of a presentation. So both the presentation and the video of the presentation are posted on the website. And then if you click on the Understanding Financial Capability link at the top of the FYI website, so it's the one that was posted on April 11th by Libby Bissell, you'll see that it actually opens up a Q&A section. So you can go leave a reply. If you put in your name and your email, the comments that you comment or questions will be posted, and then I'll go back over the next 24 hours and answer those. So that way we have sort of a running discussion of the material and something that's live and posted online. So again, the plan for the day would be to, at your leisure, whether it's now or another time, to watch the video. It's about 16 and a half minutes long. And then you can post questions, and I'll reply to the questions over the next 24 hours. So that way, it's hopefully, we're sort of testing out a new methodology, and hopefully this is the kind of thing we can do more of outside of the normal calendar of these calls. So I will, as I say, keep checking this over the course of the day. I do want to put a plug in for the next call, which is going to be on May 19th. We're going to talk about summer reading, so ideas for books that are relevant for financial security for families. And a number of different volunteers have come forward to review. I think we have four volunteers, so they'll each spend 5 to 7 minutes talking about the book that they have chosen and why they think it would be useful for educators to be exposed to that topic. So that'll be the plan for May 19th. We'll post at least links to the books online so you can get a sense of what the title and author and abstract of that book are. And then we also welcome a discussion on that call. So that will be a live call so that if there's other books you might suggest or other ideas you might have. So So the plan for today is watch the video. It's about 16 and a half minutes. Leave a question. Encourage people to have questions or comments. It'll be great. And we'll have that running archive posted for questions and comments on the website. Any questions before I let you all go? All right. Again, the file is posted at FYI. uwex.edu/financial-series. It's called Understanding Financial Capability. It's actually a YouTube clip. It's about 16 and a half minutes long. The presentation is also posted, and we can actually get that posted as well as a PowerPoint presentation. So if you wanted to actually use this presentation in your own work or pieces of it, you could do that as well. So thanks very much. Everybody have a great week, and I will talk to everybody soon.
is not so common. Every month we take on a different financial topic. Today we're going to talk about financial capability, and specifically the use of financial capability data for the time. And a brief will be also be posted, which is about a 4 or 5 page document outlining one of the topics that I'm going to talk about today. Oftentimes we do these phone calls where people can ask questions live. Today we're going to try a new experiment where we're going to post some information and allow people to ask their questions by posting questions online. So if you post in your question, I will try to post a response in the next couple of days. So hopefully this works out and we'll know what you're saying. Today we're going to talk about